It happens.
It's what you get with the internet.
Right. Yeah, it's always something with this. But, we were just talking about your brothers and stuff. I kind of missed what you said about them.
They're more, like, flatliner humor. Mm-hmm. They're not super into, like, getting a huge reaction. But every time they say something, it's so flatliner. But it's so dark and humorous that I love it.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Dark humor is always the best.
Like, I tried working with dark humor. I just feel like I'm talking about my depression too much when I do it.
Right. And you don't want to be...
I'm nervous to make dark humor about something that I haven't researched enough to actually, like, get direct stabs. Because I feel like dark humor has to be, like, a direct stab or it's, like, goes to waste.
Right. And you always want to get the proper reactions from it.
And there's some that I will never be able to say on stage. There's certain things you can't do as a white woman that are super, super funny, but you will be canceled.
Right. And to me, that's always the thing that always happens with me is I have a very self-deprecating sense of humor. So, like, mm-hmm. The thing that I always have to deal with is, like, people, like, that will awe during jokes. And it's like, no, I'm making fun of myself. This is funny. Like,
this is my coping, okay?
Please, yeah. People have gotten... I'm always like, I'm never one of those people that, like, complains about, like, people being sensitive. And then it happens to me and I'm like, ah, people
are sensitive. It's so, like, interesting because, like, I'll see a lot of people, like, do the awes. I've never gotten, like, an awe or anything. I have gotten, like, claps for really, like, stupid things. Like, oh, I just lost this much weight and... Everyone starts clapping and you're like,
right,
I just dumped my egg, so that's what happened, guys. Damn.
Right.
Lost some weight there.
Right. It's like they're so quick to, everyone's quick to be in that, like, phase of cheering and party.
Or you'll be like, okay, who here, like, the one that you can never go really super wrong with is sex. Everybody knows what it is.
Right.
Everybody's either done it or knows about it, so congratulations to those people.
Right.
But I feel like that's where my humor has gone. I've always been a very, like, I'm a nasty comedian, nothing like that. But I feel like it's always been a little bit raunchy humor, like,
right.
Anything that I can, like, push in there that's, like, sexual or anything, that's my go-to.
Right.
It's easy for me to make fun of things sexually, or people just, like, throw things up in the air and I can just automatic sexual. I can't make it dark immediately.
Right.
I appreciate those people that can.
Right. But at least
uplifted.
At least you're comfortable with doing that, because that can be, I can imagine that being, like, a tough thing to just sort of get into doing. To being like, okay, people won't think this is weird, people won't be, you know, people will be into it.
I think that was, like, always, even with my family and everything, there was always the innuendos.
Ah.
I love cartoons. I always find the humorous adult innuendos in it. So
right.
I feel like I've just grown up doing that with a lot of things. I was exposed to a lot of things a lot younger, so I feel like I'm comfortable with it now since it's been incorporated in my life.
Right. How do you mean, like, been exposed to it, like...
Like, I don't like to say, like, oh, I'm the one in four or anything like that, but you always, I shouldn't say always, but there are moments that can happen when you're younger that you were over-sexualized as a child, or people would make just dumb female comments, and it kind of stuck with you.
Right.
So you've had to learn to, like, make jokes about sexual things because you've always been sexualized. Like, oh, you're getting bigger now, or, oh, you're filling out. Those just type of comments that you have to, like, learn
right.
to grasp
wow.
on.
Yeah, I always, like, I never really think about that, but, like, that's true. Like, that must be, you know, and to take and for you to actually, like, give yourself the power and be like, I'm going to make this funny, is, like, really a cool thing to do, because that can be really tough for people if they're put on the spot like that.
I feel like it's, sex is so stigmatized as, oh, it's the worst thing you could ever do. There's consequences to
right.
your actions and all the purity culture.
Oh, yeah.
That just isn't helpful to a female. Like, we're already sexualized. Why should you make it uncomfortable for our sexuality?
Oh, for sure. I mean,
it's always like a confusing turntable because you get sexualized, but you can't be sexual.
Right. We live in such a world that's like so, especially like nowadays, it's always so frustrating just to see like how far away we are from like how things should be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I always think, you know, we should just be able to be, if you're at that like adult like age, you should be able to express yourself in that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never, and especially things are getting so bad now. Like,
and I, like, with my humor and everything, it's very based on the younger group
mm-hmm.
for, like, maybe 30 to 40-year-olds, but I've played to a couple nursing homes, and it's just, like, scary crickets, and I'm like, I just know you were freakier than me. There was... I'm like, they took alcohol from you. They can't take away your sex. Goddamn.
That's a brave thing to do, because, like, those places, like, they could... I can imagine with... crowds. That's a great way to go at it, to be like, yeah.
I guess I should call it's the snowbirds that want to come out, and they're all retired, and they're all trying to, like, go out for, like, a night out, and I'm like, this isn't going to be pleasant if you're coming to a comedy show. You are going to look at us like, what is going on?
Right, exactly.
At that point with words.
Right.
Really juggling with the F word? Yes, I am.
Right. It's like, that's one of the weirdest things with crowds is the age differences and, like, people, like, when I was starting out and doing, like, bringer shows in New York, which were, like, terrible, but I did them because my family liked going to them, and they were, like, I liked them, but the thing that always happened was, like, I'm not that mean on stage, but, like, I'm not religious, so I made a lot of, like, atheist, like, theme jokes, and it would always, like, really upset, like, elderly people.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, oh, I'm so sorry that I made your grandmother upset. But your grandmother's heckling me right now, and that's not
good. Why? If I was her father right now, she'd be getting an ass whooping. they always talk about that. Like, I disciplined my children for them to act right. And I'm like, then why are you not acting right?
Right. Well, I mean, I've never really asked this, but, like, how are you with that? Like, I have an opinion on that. Like, I'm not really...
On getting heckled?
No, on getting... on hitting your kids.
I don't believe it's the only solution.
Right.
But it's a solution.
Right.
Like, I guess since it's all past and everything, I just don't believe in, like, other children bullying my kid.
Oh, yeah.
And so I can get defensive with that because I'm the only person that's allowed to bully my child.
Right, exactly.
And it's so frustrating because I hate talking to other parents. I'm like, I'm an antisocial stand-up comedian, okay?
Right, exactly.
And most of the time, like, the mother's a lawyer or something, and I'm like, oh, so you have a real job.
Okay? Right.
Don't hurt me right now.
You're actually...
career building.
You're actually doing real shit.
Like, you're making real money. I made $35 in 7 minutes.
Right.
Like, what comedy?
Right. Well, hey...
I love book shows like that because, like, it's funny because ever since I did start this career, I would get, like, weirded out when I would get money for, like, jokes that I would make. I'm like, oh, wait, I'm getting paid for something I actually enjoy.
Right. That's...
Oh shit, I almost made that joke. Don't make that joke.
No, that's like a dream, you know, to be able to do that. You know?
It's so weird to, like, actually enjoy something and get paid for it, because I feel like there's no real... I know I'm at work and I'm putting in work, right. But it's enjoyable.
Right. So are you, like, with the clubs in where you are, like, are you past at any of them? Do you, like, have, like, a... Because I see a lot of recurring stages, and I was curious about that, like...
A lot of my reoccurring stages are more, like, on an open mic, so they are, like, clubs and everything, but I try to hit those up at least weekly to kind of polish off a book show.
Right.
But I've never actually had a book show anywhere twice.
Oh, yeah.
Like, even, you know, with the booker and everything, they'll book me again, but it's another location.
Right. And, have they been, like, have you gotten any feedback or, like...
I've gotten good feedback. I think all feedback is good feedback, whether it's, like, I didn't like that, change that. You know, a lot of people get bitter with that, and I'm like, I'd rather work on stuff that I know I can be good at or even better.
Do they give you, like, a lot of grief for, like... I always am curious. I hear this a lot, like... Do they give you grief on, like, how to dress at all?
I have never gotten grief. In many of my pictures, people are like, I never know what you're going to dress like at your next show.
Right.
Because sometimes people will see me in a t-shirt dress, or sometimes I'll be in a dress and boots, or I'll be in pants and heels. I don't really have a set style.
Right.
And... I've never really been heckled for it. I get a lot of compliments, but I think that's just how the industry really goes.
Right.
For females. Either they're going to like you and do it behind your back, or they're not going to like you.
Do you feel like you have a good, like, scene of other women in your comedy scene?
I do have a lot of connections with the females in the comedy. Yeah, in the comedy scene, I would like to say that I do have a lot more females coming in, because I've been specifically trying to connect with as many female comedians as possible.
Right.
I'm constantly seeing all these all-male lineups, and don't get me wrong, I love men. Men are great. Men are awesome. They have a particular member that's awesome, too.
Right.
But I want to see an all-female lineup. I think that would be one of the sexiest shows ever. Like, if we can have a Magic Mike set, why can't we have, like, a Rosarita shit thing over here? I'm like, I want a whole festival with women.
Right. Yeah.
I'm just that person that wants to break barriers. Like, I've sat down on stage. I've gotten up in people's faces. I've thrown panties at people. I've thrown condoms at people.
Oh, wow. That's great.
I feel like I just want to be that person that I'm so out there that people... I want to be the train wreck, okay? I want to be the person people can't look away from. Like, they know it's wrecking, but man, that's a show.
Right. That's a good, like... Well, at least that's a good thing to have, like, as a performer. Like, you want to be the full, like, thing of just, I'm on stage now, this is my time. And it can be so tough because, like, you're building your act and you're just like, I need this to work in my favor. So as long as you're doing everything... It seems like you're doing everything to get the attention that you want, which is awesome.
I feel like I've gotten my great feedback and I've gotten my wrong feedback. A lot of people don't like my views on THC. I would never let a child or animal or any unconsenting individual use THC.
That makes sense.
But I have made my jokes where I'm like, when weed was first legalized, I was trying everything out. I wanted to try the lube out. I wanted to try J's, carts, flour, everything. And I was like, you know, I even let my dog have some THC. When they started making the little dog bites for them, I was like, dude, we can be high together. Like, life would be so much better. And then I was like, you know, kids would be a lot better high, too. Like, they would not be little apples. And people are like, how dare you condone, animal cruelty and child abuse. And I'm like, so we're not in agreement on this. You love your child being an asshole.
Right. So I can't imagine, like, age-wise, what it would do to people. Like, to me, that's what I thought about when I was high. I was like, one time, I was like, I don't know how this would affect a child. Like, I know there are kids that do it that are, like, teenagers.
Yeah.
But, like,
that was the first time that I ever tried was in high school, you know? It was like, okay, I'll try it once. That was scary as shit. And then you're like, as soon as it was legalized, I was like, okay, maybe it's not that bad. They legalized alcohol, so maybe it's not that bad.
Right. And it's a lot safer than alcohol is, for sure.
I know that there are side effects and there are downfalls. I will never, like, try and persuade anyone.
Oh, for sure.
It has helped me with focusing and not having so many flipping emotions all the time.
Right.
I'm either super happy all the time. Like, weed balances me out to the point where I'm not getting these bipolar, like, highs, and then I'm not getting these depressive lows.
Right. Yeah. But
I don't want to be manic all the time, and it kept me from being manic.
Yeah, that's really good that you found that's a good thing to have. But that I think a lot of people don't understand. Like, it sort of is underrated in that way, and a lot of people think, like, have misconceptions about it. But
I think it's just because everyone's like, oh, you want to feel high, and it doesn't really make me high anymore. It just makes me to the point where I can analyze things.
Right, you build up a tolerance to it.
A little bit more calm. I might look stupid. I might, like, zone out for a little bit and be like, what if I was a dog right now?
Right.
Like, we have those moments, but I'm pretty sure that's not the THC. That's the ADHD.
Right.
So, we can only fix one problem at a time.
One problem at a time. Right.
Like, I don't have money for a therapist or a psychiatrist for medication.
Right.
But $25 for an eighth of flour, that's going to last me a week.
Right. Yeah. So, you seem very, like, comfortable with, like, talking, and you're very outgoing. Did you do any type of performing in high school or anything?
Nope. I actually hate the stage.
I can imagine.
Every time I get up there, I see all these people sitting down, and I'm like, man, I really want to sit down.
Right.
It feels like I'm at a family reunion, and I'm like, where's my favorite cousin at?
Right, exactly. You want to find the place to go. Like, that's the way that I am. Like, I'm not an outgoing, like, person off stage. Like, off stage, I'm, like, very reserved, and I'll just, like, I would say, like, being on stage is, like, to me, it's like I'm a superhero. I can be, like, on stage, but when I'm out in public, I'm like, I need to find a place to be.
I get off stage, I'm like looking for my partner. Everyone, like, somebody hold me.
Right. It's like,
I just did a big girl thing right now.
Right.
So.
It's like, oh, I showered for this?
Every fucking time. I'm like, wow, I actually got ready. Okay.
Yeah, it's like, oh, people better be, like, nice to me. I washed my balls for this. Like,
I'm like, you know, I waxed for this.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
I really tried for you guys.
That's exactly what it's like. It's like, oh, yeah.
Every time I go to a show or something and someone's not reacting, I'm like, you know, you could really take this like your ex. Like a joke. Okay? So,
right.
This relationship's not going any further. So, there we go. That went nowhere. Don't ask me. We're not going anywhere.
Okay. Agree.
We went to outer space and landed on Uranus.
So funny.
God, a girl can make a man laugh. That's some hot ass shit right there.
Well, I'm easy to make laugh.
It's so bad because, like, I have, like, the hardest confession to, like, make for, like, all my female comedians. Like, when they post a reel or a video of any of their comedy, like, if they make me laugh, I automatically picture myself in a relationship with them.
Oh, wow.
Like, you're hot, you're funny, and I think we could really be something.
Right.
I wish I could have been that way, like, with my current partner. I wish I could have been more cocky, but, like, I feel like I'm only that way with females because I'm like, okay, you're pretty, I'm pretty, and making out's pretty easy.
Right.
But, guys, I'm like, your penis is in the way.
Right. Which is always the virgin thing.
God damn. You're supposed to go down the pole, not in on it. Get down on it.
So,
what's your favorite local comedian?
My favorite local comedian? Oh, there's so many.
Like, who makes you, like, excited when you see them? Like, oh my god, I'm glad you're here. Like, you're gonna make me laugh.
Well, my roommate's a comedian. He's very funny. Name is VJ Preziosi. He's also on TikTok. You can find it. But his stuff is super dark. And we have this other guy, Carl, who does multiple different... Well, his name is Mike, but he does multiple different types of characters. And,
isn't VJ from here?
No.
We have a... Oh, we have an... Let me look him up. I think his is... Something. It's some name like that, too. That's crazy.
Yeah, well, we have this other guy. His name's Mike, but he plays different characters. And they're always great. His stuff is always very, like, stream of consciousness. You'd like it a lot. I should probably send you some of his stuff. You really like that type of stuff, because that's great. And we have... Yeah, just lots of, we have a great scene here in New Jersey. It's just like, so, it's, everything is, we have like three different areas. So like, we have like, you know, Jersey Shore area where I'm from, and then you have like closer to the city and then closer to the Philly area. So it's always like, and it's always super different. Like, first we have a lot of like, our scene is a lot less, is a lot more artsy, kind of, because we had, like, in our, I'm in the Jersey Shore area, and what happened now is we have a lot of poets that have come into our comedy scene, and they're great, they're awesome, some of them are really funny, and, like, it's cool, like, we do mixed mics on Monday with them, and they're great audience members, and they sort of deal with the same stuff that we have to, with performing and... like, everything. So, that's sort of a thing that we deal with. But there's a lot of... The thing that happens with us is there's a lot of people that do comedy sort of as a hobby, as, like, a party type of thing.
Yeah, like, so there's like a big, I'm tired and this is all I have left.
This is, like, a big part of it. So there will be a lot of people where you'll be like, oh, that person got booked on a show? They're not even a real comic.
Right.
You'll be like... Like, that person is a hang type of person.
Like, this was not having beers at a cookout, my dude.
Right. It's like, you know, it's kind of like people sort of get from, they're just in their friend zone, so they're able to sort of fit in that way.
It's so, like, I feel like they have such amazing, like, friend groups and support because none of them are working now.
Oh.
And that's, like, the jealousy that I feel. I'm like, when all these, like, retired people start doing stand-up comedy, they have, like, these groups of, like, 25 golfers watching them, and I'm like, yeah, we can have that. Fuck.
Right.
Like, all my friends are either, they're like, nah, man, I don't got the gas money, and I'm like, but you got money for gas. foot.
Right. It's like, well, gas is super expensive now. That's like, that's a such hard thing now with comedy, is like everything is so like expensive, and it takes a lot of, it takes a lot of time. It's like, why can't we just perform? That's all I want. It's like, why can't I just perform? I wish I could teleport. That's my, that's my thing that I don't, that I wish we could create.
They got enough movies for it. They can figure some shit out.
Right.
They can talk to some Doctor Strange.
Right.
Where's my cucumber patch?
Right.
I fucking love him.
Yeah.
Batch. Cucumber Beach.
Right.
I want to look this up. How we say your name, bitch?
How we say your name?
I'm going to spell cucumber botch.
Yeah.
Batch.
Oh my god.
I'm just sending you some of these pictures so that you can put this at the end.
Yeah, I'll put it on the ad. That'll be great.
Cucumber badges growing like this year. I think we all need to go outside more. You're right. Grass.
Actual grass, not.
Oh, so now we're picking ass grass? Got it.
That's funny.
Grass, yes. I love white people pronouncing things. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Can I get a tortilla?
Right.
I go to Chipotle.
Chipotle. Right. Never know how to say Chipotle.
This is the only culture I have in my body.
Right. That's so.
My bad, guys. I sprinkled a little race in there.
That's okay. No,
your podcast will understand a white person making racist jokes from Arizona, right?
Right. You know, it happens.
The bus on half of them.
Right.
We created taco secrets.
Right. Yeah. I'm always, like, envious of people that can do really good, like, racial jokes. I can never do that. I only have one joke in my set about, like, that's anything racial, and it is, I'm lactose intolerant, and it doesn't work, like, the same as other intolerance, because I can't be like, oh, I can't hang out with your friend Jose, I'll have diarrhea the next day, and I have a job interview, like, it's like, I'm sure he's a cool guy, I'm just like, it doesn't work the same way.
With one of my comedians, shout out to Dylan White, if you don't know him, he's so funny.
Oh.
But he was like, you know, I'm starting to realize sperm is white, and I just look at him like, oh, so we all started out white. it was terrible.
Right.
I even have a horrible racist Jesus joke. I can't say that one.
Right.
That absolutely canceled.
Right.
Please don't cancel me, guys. I'm really actually funny. If you want to see some Peggy jokes, look me up.
Right. Just getting, we're into it. This is probably the most
fun. Podcast, guys, please tell me your favorite position. I need some new ideas.
This is probably one of the most fun I've had in the podcast in a long time. This is really good.
Friends. He's really riding along.
I really like your energy. I like the jokes. It's really, really great.
Yeah, you should really talk to some more women.
Oh, yeah. I need to get Well, I do have more women. Yes, I do need to talk to more women in general. But,
if you're going to be self-deprecating, at least be self-fulfilled.
Right. But, so, I heard, right on your Facebook, I guess, you wanted to get into doing a podcast?
I think so. I'm looking into it. I'm more or less, like, nervous because a lot of the topics I want to speak on are political, and I just don't feel like I'm a very political person. I know it's going to make me sound like an asshole, but I just don't care what everybody else is doing. I feel like that's so much energy for me.
I think that's relatable. That's totally relatable to...
And I feel like so many people, like, if you're a far rightist or you're a far leftist, you're always, like, there's so many splits of opinions.
Right, exactly, yeah.
I'm like, why are you... I was just told to love my neighbor, but I just don't give a damn about my neighbor.
Right.
Like, how are you... Your life has to be so boring for you to care about what everybody else is doing.
Right.
Like, I love supporting my friends. I absolutely care about their needs and wants and everything. But whether they need to get rid of one of my kids, that's on them.
Right.
And they have, like, pretty privilege and, like, trans rights. And I'm like, I just don't feel like I have the right to speak on those things when I'm not really self-indulged in them.
Right. Because you want to know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I know that there's always the disclaimer at the end of podcasts where, like, oh, these are the opinions of individuals, yada, yada, yada. This isn't factual or anything like that. You should start doing that, especially with this one.
Yeah. It's not a bad idea.
I'm like, I've got to cover my ass, cover your tracks, okay?
Right.
I feel like I would like to do more podcasts like this. I would love to hear, like, the different, like, starts of what people think and how they, like, think about things, or just in general having, like, a good conversation. I just don't feel like I would be able to stay. I was barely able to focus during World War II history class.
Right.
So I barely know that Hitler did some bad shit. And I just don't feel like I could make opinions on things where I've had to be on both sides. Like, I don't like to speak on abortions or
right
Trump or Biden. I have a song and it's called Brainwashed, and it's by a rapper, but it shows both sides, that both sides are retarded.
Oh yeah, totally agreed. Like, totally.
I'm like, there is bad from each group. Just like people, oh, there's bad people in politics. I'm like, yeah, there's bad people in prisons. There's bad people at comedy shows. There
right.
Are bad people everywhere. But if you're only focusing on that, that's all you're gonna see.
Right, and that's a really good, like, perspective to have. Like, if you look at that and. Perspective is all, is the most important thing of what you have in the area that you, in the things that you want to be in. Like, I think it's really enlightening to kind of have that thing of, like, yeah, everyone is, you know, crazy and bad.
Like, I'm going to get hate for it because a lot of people, when they choose a side, like, when they start liking a popular person or anything,
oh, yeah.
They want to know their views. They want to know where they stand with them.
Right.
And I'm just like, either you're going to like me or not.
Right.
But I have no opinion on a lot of things. And I can't make a choice on anything. I'm a bisexual Libra. There is no choices in my life. I have never made a solid choice. I'm like, they're like, oh, are you hungry? I'm like, maybe.
That needs to be a t-shirt.
I'm a bisexual Libra.
I have no choices.
Astrology and sexuality.
Right.
I'll get that on one of my t-shirts. I already have my Kiwi shirt that says "Fuck you for coming."
That's funny.
I really am trying to like compile a lot of the ending of my shows to where I just say "Fuck you guys for coming," and that's how I leave the stage every single time.
Right. That's actually a great joke.
I feel like
that's so awesome.
You know, I would say it to my partner a lot. Like, I'd be like, all the time, we'd be like, "Fuck you." And I started doing comedy for about a week, and I would just be like, "Fuck you guys for coming." And he's like, "Hey, it's a fucking idea."
Right.
And so I pretty much ran with it. The funniest thing, whenever people like come and see me and actually know how to pronounce my name, they'll come up to me and be like, "Kiwi!" And I'm like, "Am I a My Little Pony or something?" Like, shit. They like, "Oh my god, it's Rainbow." They're over, "Oh my god, it's Kiwi Senpai." Oh my god. "We worship you." So I made Kiwi shirts, and apparently everybody is my Kiwi now.
Is Wolf your real last name?
Yeah. I'll even send you a picture of my ID.
No, we have a one of my friends is a comedian. He made his stage name Wolf. So with an E at the end. So I was like,
"Big Moose."
And I'm always like, it's always so funny, like you never know when people are gonna use stage names and stuff. Like for me, what I do now is I go on stage as Dick Dweck sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And or Dickie Dweck, and you know, it's like people like that.
You're calling yourself, "I'm the dog."
Right, exactly.
"Dog."
Exactly.
"I'm Dick Dweck, double D."
Yeah. People get really into it. They like it. I don't know. It's great. But
free marketing, you're welcome.
Right, of course. And
that's what people, like, a lot of times people will just come up to me. And it's so funny because I'll start seeing their social media change, or they'll start using like pictures that I've taken or ideas that I've given them, and they'll start using it. And I'm like, "Yes, learn, senpai."
Right.
Or whatever the little one's called. Little one.
Little one.
Call me daddy. I feel like if I get big, I want to be just like, I want to just say, I want to be really stupid. I'm already there. But I want to like go on stage and be like, "Hi, I'm Mommy Comedy." Like that's right there.
Oh yeah. The reaction would just be crazy.
It's terrible. How many, I shouldn't say terrible, but I've had like a few men or fans that have been like, "You know, I watch your YouTube videos quite often while I'm alone." And I'm like,
"Oh god,
it says that you're alone."
Oh god.
I'm like, I feel like that's become a new kink for people.
Oh yeah.
Like watching women perform, and I'm like, I'm like the Beyonce of comedy now.
Right.
I'm like, I could start, I don't feel like anyone would be mad if I started twerking and telling jokes.
Like, that'd be really tough. I guess it depends where you have the microphone.
I've been working on my kegels, guys. You want me? My pussy's gonna tell some jokes tonight. Here you go, buddy.
Right.
My pussy's holding the mic tight.
It's another t-shirt idea.
I shaved today, so see you welcome. I used some lubrication.
Oh my god.
The three things to save your marriage: lube, pegging, and communication.
Right.
I feel like those all correspond. Like, we gotta communicate. How much lube are we gonna use?
Right.
How much dick we gonna use?
Right.
told you. See, innuendos. I guess those weren't written. They really can't be put on a kid's movie, but they're in there.
Right. That does happen a lot.
I feel like I would be more suitable for a Deadpool movie.
Oh, yeah. Deadpool was great. Oh, I love Deadpool. That was really cool.
I cried after the second one. I was sobbing.
Oh, really?
I was sobbing my eyes out when she, like, looks at him, like, kiss me like you miss me, Red. And then just passionate shit and crazy stuff. I was like, wow, it's like Twilight all over again, but better.
Right.
Like, he's been waiting all this time to, like, mash lips. Shit.
Right.
Passion.
Have you gone to the movies a lot lately?
No, I wait for it to go on Disney Plus.
Yeah, I like the movies a lot.
Disney Plus, not both.
Right. Yeah.
Isn't Buzz Lightyear coming out soon? Or
yeah.
I'm excited for that one, not gonna lie. They made him really fucking hot.
Yeah.
I was like, now this is a family movie.
I got drunk and saw that movie.
That's like, everyone's like, oh, how come you can't enjoy things sober? And I'm like, I'm trying to enjoy them more.
Right, exactly.
I'm trying to put this shit on blast, man. I want to feel like I paid for 3D, but didn't have the money.
Didn't have the money, right.
I'm like, come on, we gotta wait for the 2D. Gotta wait for the 2D to come out. And I'm like,
right,
that's like a whole nother week away.
Right.
I think the only 3D movie was How to Train Your Dragon, and my bougie white grandma bought it.
Oh.
Oh, no, we bought Shrek on 3D.
Oh.
Have you seen 3D in your house? That's fucking crazy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm really getting my money's worth on this freaking mortgage.
I went to an amusement park once for like a field trip type of thing, and
you got to be the field trip.
They had a have you ever been in a 4D movie theater?
Yeah, those ones crazy.
Those are terrible.
One, and all it did was make my feet cold.
Yeah, because they like spray you with stuff. It's like so.
It was warm in the beginning. Oh, hell no, it's sticky too.
Right. I was like, what is happening?
I became his toaster strudel, that man. Dance fluid, I've already used it.
Right. Do you have any mics tonight?
We'll see if my mom and I get in a fight.
Oh.
It's she'll always look at me like if we start arguing or anything, she's like, is there a mic tonight? And I'm like, is my mom using my comedy as a threat now?
It's like, don't give me stuff to talk about.
I told her that. Like, I looked at people dead in the eye at like my old job and be like, you're gonna be in my set tonight. Yeah. And I was the worst person at my old job. I was so cocky when I started doing comedy. I got a badge that literally said my name, comedian, under it. I would wear badges up the wall. I was like the epitome of a tumbler water bottle.
God.
I'm like, they would see me like just bedazzled head to toe with like stickers, and like I had animals with knives on it. I had one that said shut up Karen.
Oh my god, that's awesome.
And I never got any shit about my pins, but the one time I wore a shirt that said ew people, I had to go and buy a new shirt at work because it offended someone. This is a customer service job. And I'm like, yeah, and I'm like the most friendliest person here. I'm like, I'm the only one that's making people laugh here.
Right.
I am the sole provider of this company.
Gonna fight my way up through the corporate ladder with this.
No, they always said that. They're like, the most annoying thing that I would ever hear from them was like, when I first started, I knew that I was going to be paid under wage.
Mm-hmm.
When they said, we're a family here.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm like, I hate my family, so no.
Right.
I'm like, does that mean that my uncle's going to molest me?
Oh, God.
I got a work uncle. Shit.
Work uncle.
You have a work
husband,
I got a work uncle.
Got a work uncle.
My work uncle would be my work boss.
Unfortunately, I think that happens a whole lot.
It happens way too much.
Yeah.
Shout out women's rights.
Right.
It's really hard being bisexual when I make so many terrible, like, women's jokes. I'm like, I'm not trying to, like, hurt you guys. I'm trying to hurt myself.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it must be, but at least it gives you, like, more fodder for jokes and stuff to, like, come out with. You're like, the funniest person that I've talked to all week. This is great.
Well, that's pretty disappointing, my dude. I'm not going to lie.
Well, I mean, it is Monday, so, you know. That's kind of a stupid thing to say.
You're like, it started today.
Right, but it started today, and that's a good thing.
I'm the person I've talked to all week. I'm the first person I've talked to all week.
Right, exactly.
Well, your day started Sunday with the Lord, okay? Now you're trying to steal his day, too?
Right.
That is the Lord's day. I always loved when I would have a show on a Sunday, or I would have work, because I'd be like, yeah, making money on the day he tries to take my taxes.
Right.
I would hate if, like, you had to put in your paycheck to the church that you were at so that they could just, like, take it out like child support. Like, okay, give me your 10%. Like, absolutely not.
Oh, they would definitely do that if they could.
They're all passing around the tray. I was young when I actually went to, like, a real fellowship, mm-hmm. or anything like that. I was super young, and they were, like, passing around a tray. I had this thing full of fucking money, and I'm like, man, I really don't think Jesus needs this.
Right.
Like, what's he gonna use it for?
New sandals?
He's got a new robe coming. Red now. Don't say it. Fuck. I'm gonna shut up right now. We gotta talk when there isn't a podcast, because, man, this is me trying not to be unhinged.
Right.
Not going very well.
Being very fun, though. It's really, really fun.
Don't worry, guys. He's definitely going to masturbate after this one. First person I've talked to all week, and the only person that's going to make me laugh this week. Definitely not a Billy.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to call it from now. I don't have any abilities, but I definitely have some nut ability.
Nut abilities.
Notability.
Notability.
Well, I found it, guy.
That would be the worst superpower to have. It's all cum based. It's like,
it's like my only superpower. The fuck you mean?
It's like, how do you save those people? It's like, oh, with my cum.
Could you imagine if, like, we were like spiders or something, and we, right, just, like, ejaculated webs.
Right.
Then, why can't we make our cum into shapes?
Oh, God. Exactly.
I'm like, they're able to cut everything else into shapes, but why can't they change, like, can it be like gelatin?
Right.
Christmas tonight with some of your dad's frosting.
God.
I'm going to hell.
It's so fucking funny.
I really do. This is the only... This is the only time that I get to be me.
Right. So,
our podcast is... They're never gonna know if you're naked or not.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I really wish I had a job, like, I could have had a job during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Because then I could have done, like, work over Zoom or something.
Oh, yeah.
I would have just been doing everything in my underwear. I'd be like, yep. Turn off the camera and mic.
Right.
I'm bored. Right.
Do you have any upcoming shows this weekend or anything?
Not this weekend. I got one at House of Comedy on August 10th.
Ah, nice.
We got the Ready or Not show, which, let's be honest, I don't think anybody's ready.
Right. So, like, how do you just, like, workshop all your stuff at mics and then just... Because that's what I usually do, is I usually try and find, like, the best material that I can do. Do you know how much time you're getting?
Well, with the Ready or Not show, you get your first five, and then the audience either says ready or not, and that determines if you get another five or not.
Oh, wow. That's actually really, really cool.
So, like, it kind of shows you, really, are you funny or are you... Like, it's not that you're not funny.
Right.
But, I mean, you could have, like, it's definitely a challenge to figure out, are you really funny or are you just making other comedians laugh?
Yeah, I can imagine you being, like, getting on stage and immediately telling people, you gotta say it.
All right, guys, I don't think I'm ready and neither are you, so, not. Thank you for your time. Right. I came into this blinded, but I have become Jesus. And now I can see. Part the ways.
Is your family super religious?
No.
No?
We used to be Mormon.
Oh.
Well, we're still all baptized, but, like, no.
Right.
I don't hate the religion. I'm not against God or anything, but I don't particularly like organized religion.
Oh, I'm the same way.
I'm like, yo, I know that there's miracles and shit that happens and things happen for a reason and everything. I definitely believe that that happens, the universe and all that too.
Right.
But I don't like to blame everything on a singular person unless it's me.
It's a responsible thing to do. We always do that.
But I think, like, you blame me for all your problems. I'm like, no. You were there.
But we also do have to be nice to ourselves and be like, okay, well, maybe that wasn't entirely my fault.
You're a comedian telling us to be nicer to ourselves?
Yeah, that's ever going to happen.
Absolutely not.
Never.
Like, my inner voice...
Right.
Nah, you suck ass.
No, exactly.
Like, I'll have, like, it's frustrating because I do have the highs where I'm like, yeah, I'm the baddest bitch up in here. Like, nobody's going to take me down. And then I'll, like, end up going home and be like, yo, man, what the fuck is life?
Oh, yeah. I had the same, like, shit I deal with all the time with that. It's like.
And my mom's like, yo, everyone. It's like that, and I'm like, every day?
Right.
Like, I don't want to go to bed and be like, are you supposed to be alive?
Yeah, and it's like, yeah, and that's the worst when, like, people tell you, like, oh, that's how everyone feels. It's like, well, that seems like something
needs... It's just like when I was, like, trying, like, I needed the tolerance break because that did help me to, like, reconfigure some things and, like, understand and reconnect...
Mm-hmm.
But it was frustrating to have someone say, like, oh, weed is everywhere. You're never going to escape from it. And I'm like, you could say the same thing to an alcoholic when they go grocery shopping.
Right.
You could say that to a foodaholic when they go grocery shopping. When I go grocery shopping and I have money to just, like, be like, oh, yeah, those Twinkies look great.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, those donuts look great. Is it foolish spending? Yes. But you should never say, oh, it's everywhere. So, go, like, yeah, that guy selling meth on the corner is always going to be there. But, like, do I need to be there? No.
Right. Well, that's also a mature thing to have, like, boundaries for yourself and be like, well, I know what I can tolerate and what I can handle. So at least you were able to do that for a while.
Yeah,
48
hours.
48 hours.
It was so hard to tolerate people. Oh, my God. How's a high tolerance rate?
Right. Same. I gotta go, but thank you so much for doing this.
Yeah.
I definitely have to have you on again, because you were fucking hilarious.
You're the only funny person I'll ever have on this.
What's your social media stuff?
Everything's pretty much at killer.keely.
Killer.keely, yeah. I like that whole entire, like, how'd you come up with the killer, like, Keely stuff? Like, was that always something you
wanted to find? I was always, like, a lot of people wanted to associate with me as a wolf. A lot of people wanted to bring me on and be, like, howling and stuff. And I'm like, that's cute. But it was more or less, like, for it to become, like, a catch. Like, people will remember me as Keely Wolf.
Right.
But I feel like more people associate me now as Killer Keely.
Right.
When they see me on stage.
That's awesome. That's so great that people do that.
And I murder the stage every time, so.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So.
All right. Well, till next time.
Yep.
Don't have too much fun after this.
Right. I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.